on the answer button.
I get it. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm getting geared up to take a long drive out to Tucson for a meeting. So I was hoping I could just be inside all day without this wind and rain and craziness, but out I go.
Yeah, I just came in from outside and it's really blowing. Watch out for trucks going to Tucson.
I know, I'm not looking forward to the drive at all.
So anyway, the God, my mind doesn't want to work. There we go. I couldn't get my questions to pop up. Thank you for referring my problem to Erin. She got it all straightened out yesterday.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, I can't imagine what you're going through with that computer situation.
It's really not that bad unless you're an individual that's impacted, and it's a really small number of people. But if you are, it's kind of crazy. So yeah, I mean, I'm so glad it's not impacting our entire company. That
Oh,
would be
jeez.
crippling. That would be crippling. Yeah. But I'm sorry you got wrapped up in it.
Yeah, it was really weird. There was a wrong birth date in one part of the system and the correct birth date in the other.
And that I've not heard. I actually referred that to our IT area because that is the strangest thing that that can even happen. Because we have one source of information that feeds everything, so something is amiss there. So anyway, they're using your example to kind of trace back what the problem is, because that is a new issue we had not heard.
Well, glad I could help.
Well, I'm glad Aaron could get it sorted out for you.
Yeah, they took care of it and they were calling my providers yesterday and today to get it
Yeah.
straightened out with them as well.
Right.
So anyway, I thought you had a PhD for some reason.
Well, I appreciate that. I kind of in retrospect, wish I had gone that far, but now I feel I'm at an age stage and age in my life is just probably not making sense. But yeah, you can call me doctor if you'd like to.
So, anyway, I really enjoyed the panel and the presentation on bioscience. Up until January 3rd, I was Chris Mackey's communication manager,
Ah,
and
that's fantastic.
so bioscience is really close to my heart. I did so much work on getting out those stories,
Yeah.
but so it's kind of fun to write this up. I had an interview with the mayor too for the articles, and she said, "We were just going to tell you to write it up and let's send it to us to check."
That's pretty cool that they have that kind of faith in you. That's pretty good.
Well, that's the way it works inside City Hall. When I needed something from her, I would write the quote for her and they would tweak it.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Anyway, the three things I wanted to touch on, and you've got that meeting, so I won't take up the whole half hour for sure.
Okay.
You spoke about a formula related to quality and cost, but I think there was a third element to it.
The main two factors is quality one, cost second. There is an access component, but it really it's a pretty minor component as we look at everything. The access is can people get it? Or is it available? Because if it's not available to all of our membership for whatever reason, it's hard to say, okay, it's a covered benefit, but only you people in this little small geography or this demographic get access to it. So access is a third part, but it rarely comes into play. It rarely comes into play. And I'm even trying to think about an example where it has an effect and I can't. But usually, let's say it's only offered in a certain geography, which I can't think of an example of that either. It would be we kind of go, it would be a factor, but we'd probably still go ahead and do it and just pay to have people travel to get it if they wanted it.
Yeah. And people are used to that when it comes to advanced medical care anyway in this state.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, okay. And I have the other thing where you're explaining, where you told the story of the colorectal
Yeah.
thing from Exact Sciences.
Yeah.
The other question I have is, insurance companies take the brunt of a lot of complaints
Yeah.
about healthcare. And you were mentioning partnerships, or I may have the word wrong, but either partnership or an associative relationship
Yeah.
between BC, Blue Cross, other insurers, and the pipeline of new treatments. Can you elaborate a little more on that?
Yeah, it's an interesting Arizona phenomenon, and I have done insurance in many other states, and I've never seen this kind of a health ecosystem that really is united. And so it has, I think it has a lot to do with the players in the state, but also the organizations that bring the players together. So the fact that TGen is here, the fact that Flynn Foundation is here, the fact that AZ Bio Industry Association is here. Those kind of associations pull people together in a positive way. We have, for instance, we have one of our senior staff members sitting on one of the Flynn Foundation boards that are working on the bio science map. So there's this cross-pollination that occurs. And then the other kind of aggregator that's unique here in Arizona is GPL, Greater Phoenix Leadership, because they have this opportunity for all CEOs to engage. But they have these subgroups, and one of the subgroups or task force is a health task force. And so on that task force, you've got competitors, you've got people that are in the health insurance industry that work together but also compete, all working together for the betterment of the state. And those kind of things just don't exist elsewhere that I have found. And so you add that all together, and it really does create this strong, collaborative, united health ecosystem that operates really effectively, I think.
I've heard that from CEOs of companies that have located here, that they're stunned how even their competitors are willing to welcome them to the community.
Yeah, isn't that strange? It is bizarre. And one an example is when we were going through COVID, when we were going through the hard part of COVID, we the GPL task force was meeting, and we made decisions about processes together that facilitated access for people. So, for instance, we all insurance companies in Arizona change their pre-authorization process to make throughput through the hospitals faster. That never happens where you've got competitors that agree for a state that they're going to take a collective action for the betterment of the Arizona population overall. It just doesn't happen. So it's interesting. And then we have the access to these great organizations like TGen, Flynn, and so forth. And so that information going back more. So it's a unique, it's kind of like, Jupiter aligning with Mars, all of these things together to create this really incredible health ecosystem.
It really is. It really is pretty amazing. My brother-in-law is on Anthem Blue Cross in California,
Yeah.
but he may have a tumor on his neck. And we're talking about bringing him down here to go to Mayo.
Yeah. Isn't that
And I
something?
know, and he checked with Anthem and it's covered.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic because he must have a very specific kind of
Yeah, it appears to
tumor.
be something kind of unique and
Yeah. Oh, well, I hope he's okay. That's very scary. That's a scary
it
location too.
Yeah, it's a scary one, but they've got it very early.
Good. Good.
So,
That's great.
Yeah.
I will keep my fingers crossed that everything goes well.
Thanks. And the other thing, this kind of ties into Dr. Christ made a presentation the week before you, with the Women's Health, Wealth, and Happiness event.
Yeah.
And she was talking about how Blue Cross is changing its emphasis to incorporate a broader wellness and prevention approach to medicine as opposed to treatment.
Yeah. And that is something that Dr. Christ has spearheaded here at the organization, and it really is about, for instance, like your brother, catching those kind of things earlier so you have a better outcome. And Dr. Christ is really made an effort on looking at that both from a physical health perspective, but from a mental health perspective as well.
Yeah, that she was emphasizing that. So, Blue Cross is going to be expanding its programs that it offers its insureds.
Yes. Yeah, and Dr. Christ is going about it in a deliberative way, looking at where there's opportunity, but creating a kind of a lot of, most times there's a lot of different programs that are very overwhelming for people. So you have an app for diabetes, and then you have a separate app that you look at for nutrition, and then you have something else that you look at for exercise. It's kind of all over. So she's really looking at creating this holistic view of wellness and creating resources that are integrated, so it's easy for people, because the whole wellness space is kind of complicated. There's just it's you as an individual have to go to a lot of work to figure it all out. So she's working on programs to connect all that. But as I said, also, I think one part that we overlook always is the mental health aspect, and that's a big component of it as well. Interventions. Actually, there is a program that we rolled out that is really exciting. We're doing mental health first aid training, so we have certain requests, has sort of a team of certified instructors, and we go out. We've trained our own employees, but we go out to other employers and we offer that training so that you get that mental health focus and able to recognize mental health crisis.
Yeah, especially after what happened at Intel, I think that's going to be high
Yeah.
on
It's,
employers'
wow.
lists.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
So, well, that covered the three things I wanted to get some expansion on. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think this was great. I appreciate the reach out, Eric, and I wish you the very best.
Thank you very much, and take care and drive safely.
Okay, thank you. Take
Yeah,
care.
you
Bye-bye.
too. Bye.